Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you gotta break away, you gotta be true. Grab a hold of what's ahead, man.
and I ain't see the sun. Cause I'm busy chasing dreams like I'm on the run. Life is funny, ain't it? It ain't the picture painted. It gets hard and it's trouble, but we gotta make it. Cause he's amazing and the pain is worth the payment. I may not see it now, but it's working in my favor. I pray I never waver. Grateful to my maker. I am who I am cause he saw me when I gave up. So I'm breaking free tonight. I want people to see this is what it looks like. When you're fulfilling your dreams, there'll be dark nights alone, but please believe. Hope it's on its way. Grab a hold and let him leave.
hope you enjoyed the music. Yeah, let's get into the message. All right. Okay, it's called A Lifestyle of Continual Forgiveness. You see, offering forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult, important aspects of the Christian life. The Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. God longs to fashion us into his likeness, that we might model the love we've been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving. And we've been offered grace and forgiveness when we were undeserving. So may you be filled with courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace. And may God's love shine through as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 to 27 offers revelation on the important and often unknown spiritual principle. Scripture says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. So when we allow the anger to fester within us for days, weeks, months, and sometimes years, we allow the enemy to gain a foothold in our lives that robs us of an abundant life provided in Christ. You see, in Ephesians, Paul is clear that anger is not a sin. It's when we allow anger to remain instead of choosing grace and forgiveness that we break God's command. You see, when people wrong us, the natural response is to be angry. And then it's all right. Jesus himself was often angry. And Matthew chapter 21, verse 12 tells us, and Jesus entered the temple and drove out all that sold and bought in the temple, and he overturned the tables and the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. Jesus was constantly angry with those who claimed to know God and took advantage of others. You see, nothing made him more angry than Pharisaical people, but Jesus also modeled forgiveness of the highest form. Rather than being filled with anger and allowing it to fester inside of him, he offered his life out of his love for the very people who shouted crucify him and free Barabbas. The truth is that our anger is often a symptom of our brokenness, rather than the result of the wrongs of others. Often anger is rooted in our insecurities and pride rather than righteous anger for justice. It is for this reason the Bible tells us repeatedly to slow anger. In James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20 says, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11 says, good sense makes slow to anger, and in his glory to overlook an offense. And Proverbs 29, verse 11 says, a fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quickly holds it back. So the Lord desires to make his people filled with his grace and compassion over our own anger and prideful sense of justice. God, who was deserving of everything, gave it all up to show us grace. Jesus is the rightful King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But rather than claiming that he was rightfully his own, he humbled himself before a Roman perfect and rebellious people and gave up his own life. And now he asks you to do the same. Jesus is asking you to lay down your rights and pride to pursue a higher calling of unconditional love. He's asking you to show grace where none is deserved. He's asking you to offer others so that heaven might come to earth through your actions. So commit a living lifestyle of continued forgiveness today and allow God to work through you to bring salvation and restore a relationship to a world in desperate need of a Savior. Meditate on God's command to live a lifestyle of continual forgiveness. Allow his word to fill you with the desire to be slow in anger and quick to forgive and offer grace. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32, whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules the spirit than he who takes a city. Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. So, who do you need to offer forgiveness today? what anger have allowed to fester in your heart. Forgive that person or those people in your heart right now. Offer grace to them in your heart that you may receive a healing in a place of bitterness. Mark chapter 11, verse 25 says, "And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." 1 Peter verse 2, verse 23 says, "When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly." So may we become like Jesus and offer grace and forgiveness to others who are undeserving. May we be reflections of his love, being slow to anger and quick to offer mercy. May his light shine through us today into a world wrought with darkness and pain. Amen. I highly suggest that you read Ephesians chapter 4. It'll bring this devotional more to life. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is say this simple prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight." And if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, I'm glad I can see so many people in the chat. I hope you all are doing well tonight. Ashley, Farrar, Gavin Moorhead, Casa, Pansitter, and Turner McGillicuddy. And I hope you're blessed. All righty. Well, let's play some more music.
Keep on.
besides music so far. Hey, well, if you're out there and you want to call in, the number is 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and you will be on. All you have to do is press the 1 key, and I can bring you on. All righty. Yeah, if you're out there and you want to call, we're waiting for you. All right. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for the day. The Father says today the work is done. Those things that you are looking to happen in your life have already been accomplished. This will be clear and you will know this for a fact when you look through the lens of the finished work of Calvary. When I said it is finished, I left nothing out. I rested on the seventh day because I finished the work. The implications of what I finished on the seventh day have been reverberated through history and throughout all the universe since time immemorial. Open your eyes to the kingdom of perspective. When you see things in your life from the position of being seated with me in the throne, then you will know the end from the beginning, as I know the end from the beginning. You will know it's done, and now there is nothing left to do but to birth my eternal now into the temporal process of your human experience. This is what it means to pray out the mysteries. This is why you pray always in the Spirit, thus building yourself up in your holy faith. Never allow the enemy to entrap you in the serpentine coils of natural perspective. He wants you to see, know where I have stated in eternal, and yes and amen. I say yes and amen to the cry of your heart. I say yes and amen to every promise afforded you by the cross. I say yes and amen to the word of my power that was ratified in my blood and released to you in order to put you over in life. Refuse to all men or demons or religious thinking to rob you of the potency of my word that is bringing about full and complete deliverance in your life, even this day. And this goes out to those who need it. And you know who you are. Amen. Well, we have no callers. What's going on, guys? Call in. 657-383-1487. I want to hear from you. Yes, and push that one key so we can get talking on the air. Amen. Nobody wants to call in tonight? Why is that? I was hoping to hear from folks tonight. We got some callers, but nobody's pressed the one key yet. Push that. Oh, there we go. We got a hand up. 101, how are you doing?
Hello, Ken. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. I'm not in the chat. I'm not in the chat, so I don't know what's going on. Just dealing with miserable assholes. Why am I hearing an echo?
So what have you been doing lately?
Okay, I fixed my phone problem. Just dealing with assholes. LeBron's bathed. LeBron's in bed. Ran some errands today. It was a nice day. How about you, Ken?
That's good. How old is LeBron now?
LeBron is 5. Wait, he's either 3, 4, or 5. I don't recall which. It's one of those three numbers. Mom, the mom kind of takes a better notice of those things. I don't worry too much about the details. So LeBron is either 3, 4, or 5.
Is he still playing basketball?
Yeah. Yeah, LeBron's out of season right now. He's not playing. Well, actually, he was playing basketball in the front of our house today, but he's not on any kind of organized team right now.
So how's your wife doing, Johnny?
She's out of town right now. So I probably ought to have some kind of a late night party, but that's really not my style. I'm not going to invite over any women for any cavorting, any romancing. I'm not going to do that.
Huh. Well, that's good.
Do you have people in your chat room?
Yeah, we do. We have Ashley, Farrar, Gavin Moorhead. We got Doug, Tommy Monahan, and Terry McGillicuddy.
Oh, I know some of those people. I heard that Doug is kind of on the road to recovery. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I've heard all kinds of stories. I don't know if they're true or not.
Well,
I thought he was already recovered.
Well, he may be, but I get the feeling that he's made a turn in his life, that he's not in the gutter like he's been in the past. And I think maybe Doug's evilness may have been overdone in the past year plus, that maybe he was not as bad as some people said. I'm not really sure, though. I like to think that there can be a rebirth, that a person can turn his life around. Does that happen often, Ken, or do people usually stay in the gutter?
Yeah, people turn their life around. Yeah, I mean, they can do it through a full 360. Yeah.
Used to be a counselor. Didn't you counsel people one time, Ken?
Yeah, I've counseled people in the past. There are people that have problems with drugs or alcohol, okay, or just having problems with the relationship, you know.
Sexual immorality.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Substance abuse.
Yep, substance abuse, yeah.
People have broken the law.
Well, you know, yeah, sometimes we got people that break the law, and, you know, they confess it to get it off their chest.
In your chat, you got Ashley in there. Ashley's a bit of a divisive figure. There's a lot of anti-Ashley people, and Ashley gets thrown out of discords occasionally, and some people want Ashley back and some people don't. Some people find Ashley to be should be kicked to the curb. Do you think people who are blog talk and Discord cancer, do you think they should be given third, fourth, fifth, sixth chances, or what's your feeling on that?
Well, you know, I mean, I thought Ashley was all right. I didn't know she had left Tony Talk and my chat room. Okay, I liked it when she was in there.
I didn't know that Ashley left yours.
Say what?
Ashley left yours voluntarily?
Oh, you didn't leave the Blog Talk chat room yet. I'm talking about the Discord chat room.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Who else you got in that chat room? So you got Doug, Ashley, Turd McGillicuddy. Who else you got?
Tommy Monahan, Gavin Moorhead.
Tommy's a good guy. Tommy's
yeah,
a good
I think
guy.
So.
Gavin. I don't know if Gavin calls. Does Gavin ever call in?
No, he doesn't for some reason.
Gavin's a mystery figure. Maybe Gavin should call in and tell more, explain who he is, what his situation is.
Yeah, I know. I wish Gavin would call in. Yeah.
Yeah, Gavin's a bit of a mystery person. I don't think I know much about Gavin. I assume Farrar's there, right? Farrar's there?
Yeah, Farrar's there, yeah.
Okay. is he being a good caregiver to you during your time of need?
Oh, yeah, he's been excellent. I couldn't ask for a better caregiver.
Wasn't he a nurse one time?
No.
Was he in the medical field?
No, he was never a nurse.
You were in the medical field, weren't you?
Yeah, I was a nurse.
Were you an RN?
No, I was an LPN, licensed practical nurse.
Okay. And so you had, how much education did that require?
Well, I went to school for a year.
Okay. So what sort of tasks would you have as a LPN, what job did you have, or what work did you do?
I've worked in prisons. I've worked as an LPN in the Army. I've worked in nursing homes.
Oh, okay.
Things like that.
So in a prison, you would. What would be your job in there? What was their common task for you?
Well, in the prisons, I would give out medication to people in lockup and protective custody, and we would have a medicine call, and people would come get their medicine at the window. I've had to help with stitching up a prisoner because he got into a fight, things like that.
Wow. Now, nursing home, I mean, you kind of know what that's about. I was kind of curious how the prison thing works. Did you give out narcotics to people? Were you, like, in the drug trade?
Well, I gave out what was prescribed to the patients, okay? And sometimes narcotics was involved, yeah.
No, I meant like smuggled in illegal drugs. Did you do any of that?
No, I never did that, no.
Kind of like a mule in some cocaine or weed or
I never smuggled drugs. No, I didn't wear a skimpy outfit, Gavin. I wore white pants and a white shirt.
I think Gavin probably wondered if you wore like a sexy nurse costume or something. I think that's kind of an odd thing to wonder. Perhaps he's a gay, Gavin.
Oh, yeah.
Is Farrar in the other room? What's Farrar up to now?
Yeah, he's in the other room. He's got a friend over.
Oh, is this one of his cross-dressing friends?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Are they carrying on out there, or are they being well-behaved?
No, they're just watching TV.
Playing the PlayStation?
No, the PlayStation's in the bedroom where I'm at.
Oh, really? I heard rumor, and this is going back to the Ashley situation. I heard that Ashley started his own room in Discord and that you were a part of that. Can you verify that?
I really don't know.
Well, you don't know if Ashley started a Discord room or a server?
I know she's got her own Discord server now. I don't know too much about it. I just know that she had one.
Okay. Because I was talking to Mad Mark, your old friend Mad Mark, he's been friends going back with you for many years, I know. And Mad Mark was a little miffed that you left his Discord and then went into the Ashley one.
I got invited to the Ashley one. Okay. I'm sorry if Mark got pissed off about it. I just was checking out the room to see what's going on.
Okay, I believe Mad Mark he feels like you stabbed him in the back, like you've broken the brother code by turning your back on him.
No, I would never turn my back on Mad Mark, okay? He's a good brother to me. I love him, okay? Great guy. No, I would never turn my back on Mad Mark, no. Okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, we got another caller, 814. I believe it's Doug. Okay, let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, getting ready for surgery on the 4th.
Yeah, that's got to be scary, huh?
Well, I've already had one, and so I kind of know what to expect.
Oh, okay. Do they put you, to sleep and stuff? I'm sure
they're
going
to put me to sleep and go up into my bladder with a scope and a laser, and they're going to... cut out whatever remaining cancer is there.
Well, hey, so I wish you the best, man.
They enter through your urethra. Is that how they do that?
Yeah, they go through my penis.
Oh, geez. Well, okay. Well, I guess that makes sense. Probably easier to do it that way than just cut into your abdomen.
Well,
I'm no doctor.
If they don't get it all this time, that's what they're going to have to do on a third surgery.
Oh, okay. Well, Lord willing, won't be necessary.
That kind of surgery leaves a lot bigger scars than going up through the wheel.
I've already got one. I had a surgery back in 81. I had an exploratory laparotomy where they had to go in and see what was going on with my intestines, and I ended up having to get my appendix cut out.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't do that open surgery as much anymore. They just poke little holes in there and put the tools in, and there's hardly any scarring.
Yeah.
But back in 81, that was wasn't that right around the time of that unfortunate bus explosion incident in Tel Aviv? What was that, 80-something? Well, I think it wasn't 81. 81's too early. I'm sorry. Were you in the military in 81?
No, I'm not in the military anymore, no.
No,
I retired.
In 81, were you in the military in 81?
I was in the military in 81, yes.
Oh, really? Doug, you in the military? Were you ever a veteran, or are you a veteran?
Yeah, I'm a veteran.
No,
that's
what about
I
Doug? How about Doug? No, Doug. Where's Doug?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you a veteran, Doug?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many years were you in?
None of your business.
No, I'm just.
How about you?
I didn't mean anything by it.
Okay, well, I was just talking to Ken, and I wish him the best, and that's got to be rough going through that stuff, man. You know, that surgery.
Yeah,
and then
4 days after the surgery, I got to go for that biopsy. Where they put a needle in my back and check fluid out of my kidney.
Oh, gee. They put it in your back or in your spine?
Well, not my spine. No, they go to the kidney. They do it with an ultrasound. They ultrasound my kidney, and then they put a needle in my back to go to the kidney and pull out some fluid. Shoot.
Well, I'll be praying for you, my friend.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Doug.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good night.
You too, Doug. God bless you.
You too, my friend.
Well, I was nice to him, and I tried to strike up a conversation, and he took insult, took offense, and was mean. So I don't know where that came from. That's disappointing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Doug is Doug, and we gotta love him no matter what.
I think he's been wounded so many times that he is he's like that puppy that's been smacked a whole lot. He's skittish, and anyone tries to be nice to them, he's always thinking in the back of his mind that someone's about to be mean to him again. But I wasn't. That wasn't my goal. I asked if he was a veteran. He said yes. I asked another question, and he told me it's none of my business. So that was a little odd, but okay.
Well,
maybe he's just having a bad night.
Who knows? Well, I'm going to say good night to everybody tonight. I'm going to cut the show a little short. Phone's acting up again. I don't know what's going on with this phone, why I can never do an hour and a half show. But it only lets me do about an hour and a few more minutes. So I'm going to say God bless everybody, and thanks for coming. Ashley, Farrar, Gavin Moorhead, Cosmos, Tommy Monahan, Turd McGillicuddy, and Johnny. God bless you all, and see you all Tuesday night.
Okay, amen. Go out there and party with Farrar. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Peace.